Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. How do you have that comeback story in your life? People have been doubting you. You've doubted yourself. You feel like you failed. You feel like you struggled. You feel like you're not breaking through or activating your full potential. Bam! You're in the right place. Welcome. First concept today is the idea that we all know where we're off in life. So I'd love for you to start with a real motivational thing here and just kind of be honest with yourself for a minute. Are there any places or any areas of your life you've been kind of frozen in fear? Or if you're honest, you've been holding back? Or if we're going to be truthful, you're not moving ahead as you know you're actually capable because you just got discouraged or hurt? Is there anything you know you should be doing, but you're just kind of like arms crossed? You're kind of observing the world doing it right now, but you're like, well, you know, I'm not any good at that. Or I don't deserve that because I screwed up in the past. And is there any way that you're still the one holding yourself back? You're the one who's torturing your own self with negative thinking. I like to begin and just kind of check in sometimes, you know? Some of you, you're so hard on yourself. You're so hard on yourself. And in fact, many of you, you've been living in fear or discouragement or self-hatred. And that's kind of, I know it can feel like flippant for some virtual coach to tell you here today. I get it. But many of you know I've been through my own depressions and suicidal thoughts in my life. And I've been with literally thousands of people who've experienced just such trauma and difficulty in their life. And you know, they kind of gave up. And sometimes giving up looks different to different groups of people, right? Sometimes giving up, what that really means is someone's stubborn. Sometimes someone's given up and what it really means is they're just people pleasing to avoid their own reality. Sometimes they've given up and, you know, they're trying to be such a great person over here for these group of people, but they're dying inside because they're not living their truth. And I know that we've all been in that story a little bit, and it's hard. And some of you, you're so hard on yourself, even though you're the high performers. And I bet many of you, you're watching this and you're the one actually in your family, your community, who's more dedicated to personal development than other people. So it's almost like, I know I'm preaching to the choir, and I know we don't have a bunch of sorrowful people out there and sad stories all over the world. Especially with this group, you guys are high performing, you're going for it. But I also know that we have that dichotomy in life. There's only two narratives in the human story. One is struggle and one is progress. And there's always, even me, there's parts of my life where I'm struggling so much. Sometimes I'm frozen or I'm slowing down or I'm sucking at my discipline. Some of you know that. And other times you're like, no, I'm progressing. I'm doing great. But we're progressing and doing great in maybe work, but you're really dogging it in your relationship. And what I want to share, and the reason I set this frame this way, is because I want you to know that's normal. It's just normal. If you are struggling in some areas of your life and you're frozen there, you stopped there, that is normal. Stop hating on yourself. Stop beating yourself up. It's part of the human narrative. And now we just have to decide to turn that page and start that new story of progress today. Right? It's okay that if your last couple chapters in life sucked,
That's normal. There is no one here who hasn't had a couple chapters that sucked, a couple parts of their life that they didn't like, some negative experiences, traumas, difficulties, people screwing them and just being awful. We've all had that. Everybody has had that. The difference is some people hold on to that forever and they stay in that chapter and they never write the headline of the next chapter and start writing the next chapter and step into the future. That's the difference maker. Everybody has the story of struggle. Everyone has the difficulties. Everyone has the traumas. It's that some people say, okay, enough with this. Enough. Let me reset now. I am tired of being stressed, tired, and fearful. I'm tired of that story. I'm tired of holding back. I'm tired of not living my life. I get it. My childhood wasn't great. I get it. These people laid me off. They fired me. These people stole from me. This person broke my heart. Okay, you all got that story. No more living back there. No more living in the past. If we're going to accomplish anything today, it is a demarcation line from the story of struggle and discouragement, the story of fear, the story of sadness, the story of victimization, the story of freezing and fearing, and it is the beginning of a new chapter. Let's go. If you can't make the decision to commit to starting a new chapter, you'll be forever reading the old one. So today is that new day. You must begin this session with that fire in your bellies. I know you got it in your heart and in your soul. There still is a fire, even if it feels like sometimes somebody threw a wet blanket over your fire. Even if you feel like, you know, that the passion has been extinguished because you got hurt. No. New chapter. Let's go. That has to be where you and I start your coaching today. It has to be. I know the passion got extinguished sometimes. I know your feelings got hurt sometimes. I know they stole, cheated, lied, and judged. I know it hurt. I know they took advantage. I know you fell. I know it wasn't fair. That's fine. Old chapters. What's the new chapter? That's what we have to work at. The comeback story begins with writing the new headline and the first couple paragraphs of the future. Unencumbered by those last 300 pages, my brothers and sisters. You know, that's it. New chapter. Let's go. We have to have it. And I'm not here just to be the motivational guy in your life. You know, I went through this in deep, difficult, dark, horrible ways in my life, from depressions and suicidal thoughts to many of you are with me in 2011 when I got my brain injury. And I had a horrible 2 years after that. Horrible in every possible way. My physical, mental, physical, spiritual, relationships, finance, like everything just was so discouraging and hard for 2 years as I'm trying to overcome this brain injury. And it was just like everything was just so hard. It was like I was trying to crank this thing. It wouldn't click, you know, for 2 years. It wouldn't click. So I don't just mean to hype you up, but my hope is that you can say, okay, there's got to be a demarcation line. There's got to be that turning of the chapter. And if you will accept that today, then these items I will share with you could change your life. If you can't start with that readiness for the new chapter, then it's going to be hard to address some of the issues in your life that have been holding you back. You know? Because listen, if we start talking about all the things that have been holding you back and you're still living in the past, guess what? When you start talking about someone's past or the issues holding them back, and they're not ready for the new chapter, what do? They get down on themselves. They start hating themselves. They give up faster. But if we can begin in a new context and be ready for that future and acknowledge where we've been putting on the brakes or where our fears have been, boom, we go faster. That's what I really believe. And here's my first thing. If you know it is time to revivify your life, that's a fancy word for a Montanan, by the way, to revivify your life, to re-energize, to reignite your life. If you know that is time now, if you genuinely know, like, gosh, I gotta turn it. I gotta crank on here. I gotta amp it up. I gotta get more disciplined. I gotta be more energized. I gotta take care of my family better. I gotta earn more. I gotta protect ourselves. Like, if you feel that sensation, that restlessness, that fire, that frustration, that hope inside, you damn well better listen to that close. That message is coming through you. And if it's in your heart, I'm here to tell you, listen, my friends. Listen to that. Listen to the rumbling inside. Listen to the restlessness. Listen to the whispers. Listen to that part of you saying, holy cow, we got to now turn it up again. And if we can do that, that's where it starts, okay? That's where it starts.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. It's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
Do not wait until X happens for you to start changing your behavior, changing your lifestyle, changing your habits, and starting this new chapter. Do not wait. Many of you are in a wait story. You're in a waiting pattern. I want you to think about this. You're like, oh, no. Soon as the kids leave, Brendan. Oh, once the kids leave. Yeah. Oh, then we can be happy once the kids leave. Things will be good. We're just going to wait. No. It's time to start living your life each day. You know, I had this friend of mine recently, this last week, said, oh, yeah, Brendan, you know, I've been waiting to change my diet here. I'm going to do that, but I'm going to wait till after rehab. Literally said, I'm going to wait until after rehab. I'm like, what? No, but that's how, and you all, I know you, I hope you think that's as funny as I do, but listen, it's just as silly for you to be telling yourself, well, I'll wait until I feel better one day. I'll wait until one day, you know, the kids leave. I'll wait until I'm rich. I'll wait until we get the new house. I'll wait until we start the new job. I'll wait until we move to the new city. I'll wait until she finally says yes. I'll wait until he finally approves. I'll wait until I finally feel like it. Do not wait until. Tomorrow is the beginning of the new chapter. Because the new chapter always begins with a new way of thinking, doesn't it? It starts with a new way of being in the world, new habits. And you don't have to wait for people to understand you. You don't have to wait for anybody to give you permission or approval. Like, you have to accept it's on you. That's where this begins. The comeback story happens when you go, it's on me. It's my choice. Here we go. Tomorrow, I'm going to start speaking to myself in healthier ways. Tomorrow, I'm going to start eating healthier. Tomorrow, I'm going to start working out more. Tomorrow, I'm going to protect my time more. Tomorrow, I'm going to value my wellness more. Tomorrow, I'm going to do my art more. Tomorrow, I'm going to be happier and more connected. It's a choice. It's a choice for you. It's a choice for you. Got it? Like, at some point, you have to go, I don't have to wait anymore. Some of you are waiting until you earn something or you're certified at this or you get promoted to that. And what I'd love for you to do in your own honesty today is ask, where have you been waiting? Like, what's that thing you're like, well, I'll do that someday. Because listen, the more that you are waiting on, the more that restlessness inside is activating. The more that you're waiting on, the things that you know you need to be or do or create or move towards, the more of those, they stack up an internal dislike. You start feeling like your psychology goes, well, I want these things. I know they're important to me, but I'm not acting towards them. And what it does is it erodes your self-trust. Do you know why so many people say in the chapters of discouragement versus starting the comeback story? Because they're still living in self-distrust. And a lot of that self-distrust isn't because they're a bad person. It's because there's a part of them that's waiting. And their mind and their body in the background is saying, hey, Brendan, do these things. And my mind goes, I know those are good things and those are the right things. But, you know, I feel bad about myself today. So instead, I'll go watch 3 seasons of something on Netflix. You know what it is. I know those are the right things to do, or that's the right way for me to behave. But I'm going to wait until she's better. You know what? It is nice to be nice, but I'm not going to be nice because look at her behavior. So I'm going to be an ass just as long as she is. And your back of your mind goes, but that's not congruent with who you are. Why are you acting and behaving to somebody else's level and waiting to be your best self? The reason so many people live in the discouragement story versus the comeback story is because of self-distrust. They're not doing now what they know they can, should. They're not being now who they can and should. They are not moving forward like they know their potential is capable of. And inside, it's like every single thing that you're waiting on that you know you should do is one more layer of distrust in your identity. And you stack up enough waitings on somebody, things they know they should do, waiting to live their life, waiting to speak well to themselves, waiting to start the diet or the nutrition plan or the healthy activities, and their brain starts distrusting themselves. Says, you know what? I can't count on you to do the things you know you should do. I hope you guys get what I'm talking about. It's a way of hurting ourselves, is waiting. The longer you wait on the decisions or forging the character that you know you should do, the more hurtful it is to your character and your identity. Now, I know some of you come here for a lot more motivation than that, but I do believe that my role as your virtual coach is sometimes to have you look at yourself and be honest here. It's hard to start your comeback story if you can't trust yourself to wake up tomorrow and do the things you know that are right for your life. That means some of you, you've been waiting to have that difficult conversation with your spouse until never. Some of you have been waiting to ask for that thing you dream of at work until never. Some of you have been waiting to start that business or that new book or that new endeavor until never. Now you tell yourself, no, until you know these things. And what you're telling yourself is, I'm going to wait until all the perfect things completely line up. When it's all perfect, then I'll go. And your brain goes, you are so full of crap. You know you're waiting because you're scared or you're mad at yourself or you don't trust yourself. So what are you doing here, brain? You're lying to yourself. And then your heart, your spirit knows you can't trust yourself. And that's why you're not being more decisive in starting the new story and the new chapter. And listen, I know I'm teasing a little bit here today. I try to poke fun a little bit, but I spend my life with people who are literally paying $500,000 or more to work with me. And I cannot tell you how many times this is the issue for them. And you would think, oh no, if they can afford that, they must not have this issue. I'm here to tell you everyone has that issue. The people who I coach on the covers of magazines, my friends, they have this issue. When I was down and out and my worst of myself, I had that issue. I know you all have that issue. We all do things that create self-distrust inside. And so do not wait. Do not wait.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course? And to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules. Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so
And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.